The stock market's down another 2.5% this morning. That's partly because of Wall Street, which was down a couple of percent, down 172 points. But most importantly, it's Centro and a bit of a confidence crisis which is emerging, because Centro shares in the parent company, Centro Properties, at the moment are down 88 cents to 48 cents. So they've lost another two-thirds of their value, and we've now seen 90% of the value of the company destroyed in 2 days, and that's a $4 billion plus wipeout, which is unprecedented as far as I can recall in the recent years in Australia.
Let's take one step back. Tell me who Centro is in the Australian context, and what does it mean for funds in Australia, particularly superannuation funds?
Well, Centro are the second biggest shopping centre owner in Australia. They own, in total, they own 124 malls around the world. They're the fifth biggest player in the US. They've been an aggressive company over the last decade, and they've used debt to primarily fund a lot of their acquisitions. And I guess the music has stopped in terms of being able to raise debt, and people are now realising that they've paid far too much money for, in many cases, particularly in the US, second-grade shopping centres, and suddenly $18 billion of debt supporting $26.6 billion of shopping centres doesn't look too flash when maybe the shopping centres are actually worth closer to $20 billion rather than $26 billion.
So what issues does this raise? Obviously, corporate governance is one, but obviously how our superannuation funds are being invested is another, isn't it?
Well, that's right. I think that basically $6 billion, of the $8 billion of value that Centro represented last week has gone in a puff of smoke, and the vast majority of that is through Australian superannuation funds, you know, the likes of Barclays, Deutsche Bank, AMP, the Commonwealth Bank, Macquarie Bank, they're all there. So, you know, Australians have got $1 trillion in super, and $5 to $6 billion of that has just disappeared, mainly into US shopping centres which weren't worth what they paid. I think the other key issue here is the way the market just had no idea what was going on with Centro, and I think there's going to be a very big regulatory backlash about the way that some of these things were disclosed. For instance, in Centro's full year results released on the 9th of August, there was no mention of any current interest bearing liabilities, when now we're told actually there's $3.9 billion which is due to be repaid on February the 15th. So how on earth could the market be told on the 9th of August there was no short-term interest-bearing liabilities is something that the regulators, I think, are going to come down on like a ton of bricks.
Now, the new Rudd Labor government, what in your mind is incumbent upon them to act on this occasion?
Well, I think the really interesting situation here is that Centro has actually frozen redemptions on some of their wholesale funds management products, where, you know, people can put $100,000 or $200,000 in to buy a small slice of individual shopping centres or individual groups of shopping centres. Now, these are known as the wrap accounts. Now, this is unprecedented in Australia since the early 1990s. In the early 1990s, a range of property trusts ran to Canberra and said, "Please, sir, help us out. We need to stop a flow of money, a run of money from our funds. Allow us to cancel redemptions." And the Keating government at the time agreed to that, but it was very controversial. Now, I think the interesting contrast here is Northern Rock, where there were queues of people in the UK lining up to take their money out of Northern Rock, and the government over there stepped in and said, "Yes, you can take your money because we will guarantee it. We will stand behind it, and we will actually lend Northern Rock $60 billion Australian." So the question here is whether, because Centro is such a big part of the funds management, the shopping centre industry in Australia, whether any form of regulator, the federal government, APRA, Reserve Bank, should somehow get involved on this question of whether investors can get their money out. And at the moment, there's been nothing out of Canberra, but this is causing quite a good deal of contagion. And the fear is that a lot of the other listed property trusts, particularly who have funds in Europe and, say, the US, are going to have collateral damage, where there's going to be a flood of people saying, "Well, if Centro can go broke, and if Centro cannot let us take our money out, we're not going to have our money in other listed property trusts in Australia, and we do have, you know, one of the biggest listed property trust sectors in the world. We've been an aggressive global player, snapping up properties all over the world, and now we have a real crisis of confidence in that whole sector.
That's Stephen Mayne, the founder of Crikey.com.au. He was speaking there to News Radio's Steve Chase.